Good evening, everyone. My name is Brian Jones. I am a software engineer at Intel, currently working on the IVI, Tizen IVI team. And more recently, I have been working with the Modelo project to integrate it into our latest Tizen IVI images. So I'm here today to talk about Modelo, what it is, what it can currently do, some of our future plans, as well as how people can get involved in the project and use it themselves. So, you know, one of the more difficult things about Tizen IVI is describing what exactly it is. You know, you tell people you work on IVI and it's like, well, what is that? You know, it's the computer in your car. Okay, well, what does it do? And, you know, we have huge spreadsheets of APIs that we have available. We have, like, you know, screenshots. We have demo applications. But, you know, we really, it would be great to have one thing that can just showcase what Tizen IVI is and what it can do. And this is kind of where Modelo comes into the picture. So, of course, first up, I kind of talk about Modelo itself. So, Modelo is a HTML5 proof of concept UI. It is specifically designed for Tizen IVI or IVI systems in general. As you can see, it's designed with the intent of having a vertical screen. This kind of fits the vehicle a little better. It fits nicely in your center console, just kind of straight up and down. It also means that the user doesn't have to reach too far in order to touch certain buttons while using it. It has several applications built in, a lot of the kind of standard IVI applications. So you have things like your HVAC screen, your multimedia screen, hands-free dialer, navigation. And one of the big things I want you to keep in mind is that Modelo is not just a flashy demo with no backend. It is a fully functional IVI user interface. It works with the Tizen web APIs, especially the Tizen vehicle APIs that are supplied by the automotive message broker, and allow us to read in actual vehicle data as well as transmit real vehicle data, meaning that this user interface can actually be placed into a vehicle and it can actually control and read in the data from the car itself. Now, with that being said, it can still be used on a standard desktop or various IVI hardware. You don't have to have a car in order to use it. So while testing and developing, you don't need to be sitting there with your Land Rover nearby so that you can update the latest patch. The other nice thing is that Tizen IVI does provide several plugins that allow to simulate this automotive data so that you can get an idea of and test how your apps will behave when certain signals are received. So for example, if you wanted to test whether or not what would happen to your media app when the car starts moving, you can listen for the vehicle speed or even just driver mode indication, letting you know the car started moving, and then possibly lock the screen so that you can't use it anymore. Or you could be listening for the day and night mode indicator, which could then, of course, like change the theme and things along those nature. So a few things of what Modelo is. Of course, it is a fully functional vehicle user interface. It is completely hardware independent. So the only thing that it requires is that you have a Tizen IVI image. So if you have any hardware that can run a Tizen IVI image, Modelo will run on that piece of hardware. It is open source, and it is built with HTML. It means you can take it, and you can play with it, and change it however you like, and use it for whatever your needs may be. It uses various Tizen web APIs in order to access lower-level data and functions. This is how we can make it more usable and make it an actual IVI interface. it is actually not a single application. It is multiple applications strung together so that they work seamlessly to feel like a single application. Each page is actually its own application, which leads me to the point that it is Modelo is completely modular. So none of the pieces are required by any of the other pieces, with the exception of one common package. So you can either choose to install the entire Modelo suite, which would give you everything, or you can kind of pick and choose the applications based on what you need personally. If you don't want the multimedia player, you can leave it out. You don't want the phone, you can leave that out. You can pull in your new applications that you want to use instead. In addition, each of the applications can be installed as a standalone app. So if you only wanted a multimedia player, for example, or a phone application, you can just install those and use them as a standalone app. You don't need any of the other ones. So to kind of cover some of the benefits of Modelo for the Tizen project, as well as, you know, for other app developers out there interested in the IVI user space, Modelo provides an attractive way to demonstrate what Tizen IVI is capable of. You know, so it demonstrates both what Tizen can do, showing the performance and the depth of our web runtime. It also shows the what some of our Tizen APIs can do and the usefulness of such APIs. Modelo also provides a real-world test case for all of our Tizen web APIs. You know, we test a lot of our APIs using scripting in order to kind of see if they pass or fail. And this is important, but having a real-life use case scenario is really crucial for any type of software, so make sure that it really does function the way you expect it to. And not only does Modelo use a large number of Tizen web APIs, it uses them in conjunction with each other and combining a lot of them. So this also helps us with more real case scenarios that may be missed if we had just been using scripts. And then, of course, it also means that Modelo kind of can serve as a health check for us and a canary to let us know if we make changes to Tizen IVI and we break something, we'll be able to clearly see that that broke when we try to use Modelo and it doesn't work anymore. Next up, it's Modelo is fully customizable. It allows for fast prototyping of layouts and schemes and features, as well as possibly adding new API use cases. And this is important to Tizen because that means that as we add new APIs and new functionality, we can showcase these inside of Modelo and just kind of add them in there. And this gives us both a test case and a demo case for these new features. And then as far as other developers are concerned, people who are just maybe wanting to get involved and use Tizen IVI in their products, Modelo provides a great starting point for developers interested in the IVI user space. So for example, if you had an app developer who was looking to maybe make a driving application that kind of tracked your driving usages and kind of kept track of your miles per gallon and maybe your aggressiveness and kind of scored you. You know, there's a lot of applications like that. And not only would they be able to try have a user interface that they could kind of actually showcase their application in, they can actually alter the user interface to, like, for example, the home screen. They could make it to where their application would be feeding data to the home screen itself. Or maybe you could click on the miles per gallon that you were getting icon that you've added to the home screen, and it would launch your app. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, Modelo is modularly built, so it's super easy to add new applications to it. So to kind of cover some of the current features and the applications we have built in, to start things off is the home screen. And home screen, of course, is where we launch all of the other Modelo applications. And it does so using the Tizen Application Launch API. So in order to launch applications, you have two choices. You can press any of the kind of pie icons kind of in the center. These are the default icons that we have. Those can be changed out, and those will launch the application. Your other option is this bar at the top has icons for the applications as well. The reason for the bar being there is so that when you go to other applications, so say I go to the media player, the bar stays there. The bar will be present in every single one of the Modelo applications. The reason being that this way you can navigate between the apps without having to come back to the home screen. Home screen also is capable of showing certain vehicle statuses. So, for example, we have the speed, as well as the battery charge. You have interior, exterior temperatures, and if you had the media player going and like a track playing, it'd show you that information here in the corner. And of course, home screen has date and time, important stuff. The app launcher is this center icon here with the three lines. It is going to launch this kind of grid that you see on the right. This allows you to launch any of the web applications you have installed in your Tizen IVI image. And this isn't just Modelo applications. So several of these, like Ghost Cluster and Say This and Media Player, those are just actual just web applications I had installed on my machine. The reason for this is, of course, in a real-world situation, you most likely would have applications that someone can install from a store or elsewhere that aren't necessarily part of your user interface, but this gives you a way to launch them and interact with those applications. Next up is our HVAC screen. So this is going to be talking with AMB to receive information and set information about things such as temperatures for the different zones. It also controls seat position. We have defrost on the right, as well as fan speed, and the ability to turn on and off the hazard lights. The dashboard application is kind of a situational application. This will show you information about your current vehicle. So in our case, we can show how fast the car is going, and what gear it is in. This is obviously a fictional car because it's going 248 miles per hour in second gear. I was running with some fake data that doesn't really take into account things like gears. We also show things like tire pressure, whether or not your tire is low. You can have information on whether or not the child lock is engaged. We can also control whether or not the rear screens are on or off through this interface down here. And you can also see whether or not it's day or nighttime up in this area. And as I mentioned earlier, you can set it up to do things like change a theme if the nighttime or daytime changes. And of course, these are all using the Tizen vehicle APIs in order to read in that information. The settings application is launched from the top bar in the top right. And it controls things that involve Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, as well as the current theme. So for example, you can scan for Bluetooth devices. You can connect to those devices, pair with them and then connect to them so that you can do things like hands-free dialer. In addition, you have the Wi-Fi settings, which you can scan for Wi-Fi, attach to the Wi-Fi connection, then use your internet. And then, of course, theme, which allows you to change the current theme of Modelo. The navigation page is our demonstration of what turn-by-turn navigation would look like. It provides a button here that allows you to select from some predetermined locations, such as the Golden Gate Bridge and Coit Tower. And once you do that, it'll start kind of doing turn-by-turn navigation, showing your icon moving. And as you progress, the instructions will change up here. In addition, Modelo supports text-to-speech, which means that as long as you have speakers plugged in, you will be able to hear it talk to you in a terrible robot voice, what direction you need to go. And this, of course, is important because the driver needs to be able to watch the road rather than watching his screen while he's navigating. Other features on this page, it supports satellite and map view. So you can swap the satellite view if you prefer that. That would be this icon down on the right. Of course, and it also has standard things such as arrival, estimated arrival time, distance to destination, as well as your destination address. So the multimedia player, of course, is capable of playing both audio and video files. So on the left here, I have kind of what the music player would look like if you were playing some music. You know, it has the track name, the band, and so forth. You can pause, go to the next, shuffle. It also has the next songs in your playlist if you just want to quickly skip to another song. This is actually a flickable item. You can also play videos, which would normally show up in the same area here, but you can also full screen a video, which is what the second screen on the right hand shows. We also have a file browser, which is this button here, which will give you a list of all of your media files, you know, audio and video. You can sort them by artist or album name and select which ones you want to play. In addition, we support both local and remote media. So the local content is pulled in using the Tizen Content API, and this will pull in all of your local music and video files. And then the Tizen Media Server API is used for the DLNA remote server API. The phone application is, of course, our hands-free phone app. This works after you've paired your phone via Bluetooth. And once you've done that, you will be able to make and receive calls from your IVI unit. If you receive a call, you'll get kind of a pop-up notification that you have an incoming call. It'll tell you who's calling. You can accept or decline standard stuff. In addition, we also show you your call history at the bottom. That's a scrollable list there. So you can kind of, you can click on any of those items and call previous numbers that you either missed or ones that you called previously. In the top right, if you click that, you would be able to get a list of all of your contacts from your phone. And you can again select any of those as a number that you want to then call for hands-free dialing. And again, the contact information and the history is all being pulled in from the phone itself. So the user doesn't need to enter in all their contact info into their IVI unit. And as I mentioned before, Modelo supports theming. Currently we have two different themes. We have the blue theme and the green theme. Theme changes are reflected in all of the applications once you do that. So if I change it in one app and I launch another one, it will be the same color as the previous. In addition, on restarting the IVI system, it will remember which theme that it was in previously and stick with that theme. And again, the theme can be accessed through the settings button, which is in the top right. Oh, and actually just as a side point, Modelo, since it does support theming, it's really easy to go in and just make your own theme. You could change all the colors again. You could have a red one, a green, you know, a yellow one if you wanted. You can change which icons it used. These are really simple to do, and the framework's all built in there for you if you want to use it for your own project. All right, so I'm going to kind of cover some of our kind of future plans, the things we want to continue adding to it. You know, it's still kind of a new project. So first up, you've probably heard that Tizen IVI is going to be supporting multi-user. So we're going to look into adding that to Modelo. For example, in the case of like a last track played, we can make it to where it would be the last track that you personally played. So, you know, if I drive my car and I'm listening to one song and then my wife drives the car and she's listening to another song, when I get back in there, it'll play my song instead of hers. You know, kind of adding to personalization of your vehicle. We're also going to go ahead and implement the A2DP and AVRCP profiles for Bluetooth. And this will allow us to be able to stream audio through Bluetooth from your mobile device, whether it be a phone or your tablet or even your laptop if, you know, that's what you're into. And the AVRCP will allow us to control the media from the actual IVI unit. So I'll be able to touch the screen and skip tracks or open tracks from the screen. And in fact, if we had like a steering wheel that used the correct buttons, we could also even have steering wheel control. So you could control the music that was coming from your phone, from your car, so that you don't have to be holding it with one hand and get a ticket while you're driving in Oregon. Voice controls will also be implemented. We're working on getting speech to text working. So that means that we would be able to do things such as launch certain applications verbally. So you could say things like start media player or start navigation. And then once you got into that application, you could have kind of a subset of calls such as, you know, play music, stop music, go to home or call home, things of that nature. For media players, we're also looking to expand the DLNA features. More specifically, we're looking to allow the user to specify which DLNA servers they want to receive media from. So if you have multiple media servers in your vehicle now, it wouldn't be able to determine which one it should pull from, and so it's just going to kind of pull everything. But if you had, say, a child in the back that has like their tablet with all the SpongeBob sing-along songs, and you don't want to scroll through all that from your IVI unit, you can select to only pull things from your device. And then as far as the dashboard and HVAC are concerned, we're again looking to add some more multi-user support to make it interesting. So for example, you know, if you had particular heating or cooling setting that you preferred or a seat position that you preferred, we can save those to the user. We're also looking to have greater AMB support. And by that I mean, as AMB adds new signals and calls that we can use, we're looking to kind of utilize those so that, you know, we can show off AMB as well as kind of show real cases of how these things are used. Because it also provides examples for when people ask us how you would develop something using the Tizen vehicle APIs. So currently, we're working on porting to the latest version of AMB. Like I say, it's an ongoing process. We're also porting over to Crosswalk rather than the previous web runtime, which will give us some better performance. We're also looking to add localization support, meaning that you will be able to change the language and the settings application and then have that language be reflected in all of the Modelo applications. So a quick kind of how to get it and how to get involved. So the first thing to get set up, you just need to get yourself a Tizen IVI image. It needs to be April 22nd or newer. You can get these from download.tizen.org. Please note that the April 22nd image is the legacy WebKit version of web runtime, and the other ones all use Crosswalk. This is only important because it slightly changes how things are installed. The April 22nd image is slightly more stable, but doesn't have all the newer features. And going forward, it will be exclusively done on Crosswalk from here out. So in order to get the entire Modelo suite, we have a nice package pattern set up for you. So you can just call zipper install on the pattern, and that'll install all the applications for you. If you would prefer to just pick and choose which ones you wanted, you can do that simply by zipper installing each of the apps that you want. So zipper install Modelo app name. And once you've installed all the ones you want to have, if you're on a Crosswalk image, you have an extra step which you need to call the Modelo installer-xwalk. And this is just simply because, like I said, Crosswalk has some different installation requirements. All right, and so what I just mentioned before, those will get you kind of the more stable versions. If you're looking for the latest and greatest and probably possibly slightly broken version, you can get it before you do those other steps just change your zipper repo to point to the snapshot repo instead of the daily repo, and then do the installation, and you'll get the latest. Or you can also just, if you have a Tizen developer account, the source code is available there. You can build the package yourself and install it that way too. Crosswalk launching is done. You can find the app ID using Xwalk control, and then Xwalk launcher with the app ID. And then for the April 22nd image, you use WRT launcher. Good news is I put all this stuff on the wiki, so you don't have to remember it. And then I just kind of quickly went and kind of wrote down where the source code would be located depending on which image. So on the crosswalk image, it's going to be located inside of /home/app/.config/xwalk/services/applications/app ID. And then for the April 22nd image, it's just in /opt/user/app/app name/res/wgt. And this means that you can actually get to the JavaScript and CSS files and just edit them directly on your machine and then relaunch the app, and you'll see your changes immediately. All right, so just kind of to wrap things up, some contact and wiki information. Anyone who's interested in Modelo, I would highly recommend and encourage you to sign up for the IVI mailing list, which is at ivilists.tizen.org. You know, the IVI team, we read that list every day. I get the emails from the list. It's a great place to ask questions and to kind of see how things develop. The wiki for Modelo is at wiki.tizen.org/wiki/IVI/Modelo, and it has all the information about installing, where to get it, as well as some possible the current, you know, issues we may be having and some workarounds. And I'll be continuing to add to that wiki and kind of add some tutorials and how-tos. And I'm always open to suggestions if there's more information that people would like to see there. If you're using Modelo and you find a problem with it, please feel free and do report it at bugs.tizen.org. File it against Modelo. It's the only way I can know that things are broken and we can get it fixed. And then, of course, my email if you choose to be direct. Just kind of wrap things up, I hope that you check out our demos that we have here. We have both one in the Tech Showcase, which is the Intel demo. It's a fully working version of Modelo. You can touch and play with it and kind of see how it works. In addition, there in the Jaguar Land Rover upstairs, there's the AGL version that that Jaguar has kind of been, they've taken Modelo and added some new things to it. So you can kind of see an example of how easy it is and what people can do with the Modelo project and see kind of the things that they've added to it. All right, so with that, I will go ahead and open the floor for questions if anybody has anything they'd like to know. Yes? That's probably going to be more geared towards the final product. We're still kind of working on some of those signals and the rules on based on when and who gets to throw things up on the screen. But that's really going to be more for the OEMs who actually make the device and put it in their car, because they're going to have their own personal rules of how they want to prevent these things from happening. Anyone else?
How would you consider the maturity of the IVI profile compared to the other Tizen profile?
I would say actually IVI is actually a fairly mature profile. It's been one of the longest going ones, actually. We've been around for quite a while. And like I say, you can actually see JLR is actually running Tizen IVI upstairs. It's a fairly mature profile. We've had some there's some big changes recently with us switching to use Tizen Common, but stability-wise, you know, we're only going forward, and it's looking really good. Yes, we're using Crosswalk now, and of course that throws in it does mean that we do have a few web APIs that no longer work, which is unfortunate. But you know, we're re-implementing those. It's not like we're just not going to do that. So we're adding those new ones each day and kind of trucking along.
Okay, so how's the performance with using HTML5? Have you found areas where maybe it has better than you thought, or maybe does where you have struggled with, or?
No, sure. I mean, it is still HTML5, and of course people worry about the performance of it. I've actually been very impressed with how well it performs on our hardware, and I'm really excited about moving over to Crosswalk, and once we get all the kind of kinks worked out of that, I really think that it will be not obvious that it's a web application, to be honest. Like, if you were just using it, you wouldn't be like, well, this is obviously, you know, just JavaScript and so slow and unresponsive. So I feel that it actually does a very good job of that, and that was kind of part of the point of the project, to kind of, you know, really, you know, demonstrate that it is possible to use HTML for these kind of things. Feel free to go poke at it and break it in the tech room.
Are you going to allow like the automakers to actually close the system, so to speak? Because, you know, of course, they do a lot of research into, you know, the HMI and getting the safe interface, and maybe they don't want to. So allow a third-party app to, you know, come in. Are you going to allow them to close that?
Well, sure. I mean, there's no allowing it. I mean, they're allowed. It's open source. They're allowed to change it in any way they want to change it. For example, they could basically make it to where they don't allow applications to be launched from certain buttons or certain screens. And I don't think that there's a. I'm trying to think of a case to where that we've had to where an application could just decide that it wanted to launch just because it felt like it.
Could they close at the point where you like they wouldn't allow any third-party apps?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you said you are using some kind of simulated data to run your. That's probably the easiest way to start. So how did you do that? What is the process?
So right now, what he was? Oh, yes, sure. He was asking about. So that using simulated data seemed like the best way to get started as a developer. And he was asking kind of how to get started with that. And the answer is that is done by the automotive message broker, and it has a couple of plugins that I don't believe I put on the wiki, but you know, I will put it on there. And these you basically install these plugins and make a couple of tweaks, and it basically has kind of two modes. It has kind of random data mode, which means that you'll just get some random data, kind of like you see, like the odd speed and thing up there. It's not gonna be checking why it's doing 500 miles an hour or whatever. It's just random numbers. It also has the ability for you to inject what you want to happen. So, for example, you could force an event that you wanted to happen, like say it's nighttime now, and then watch your app go to nighttime mode. Or you can say it's in driving mode now, and watch your app go into driving mode if you've programmed it in that way. So yes, I will put that on the wiki. It's really straightforward, and it's already provided in Tizen IVI. Oh, sure.
So you have some development done at the modular side, and then you have some features which you need to implement. For example, the connectivity features. You know, I want to choose which mobile to use for connecting to the cloud. So where is the line between development and the user side?
If we're talking like cloud connect, he was asking like kind of where, if we're talking like cloud communication, where the line goes, like what Tizen can provide for connection versus what the developer would need to set up. At least as far as Modelo is concerned, right now we have basically a Wi-Fi connection, and you have the Bluetooth connection. I don't really have anything that complicated, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's being some development done in the Tizen IVI space in order to make it simpler to connect to cloud services. In fact, I know there was a talk earlier about Internet of Things and cloud connection with the vehicle. Well, guys, thanks for coming out. I hope you enjoy the party tonight. Thank you very much.